Lucia, A Venetian Life in the Age of Napoleon, by Andrea de Robillon, narrated by Stephen Hoy. Copyright 2007 by Andrea de Robillon. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Andrea de Robillon and Inkwell Management, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. When I was growing up, I sometimes heard my grandfather mention Lucia Mocenigo, my Venetian great-great-great-great-grandmother, who was known in the family as Lucietta. Her name usually came up in connection with Lord Byron, to whom she rented the Piano Nobile, note, in Italy a palazzo is a substantial building, usually the home of an important family or institution. The principal rooms occupy the Piano Nobile, on the first or second floor, while the water-level entrance is called the Androne, of her palazzo during his scandalous time in Venice. I learned more about her many years later while doing research on her father, Andrea Memmo, whose epic love story with the beautiful Justiniana Wynne in the 1750s was the subject of my last book, A Venetian Affair. But it was not until a recent chance encounter brought me face to face with a 10-foot-high marble statue of Napoleon Bonaparte that my interest in Lucia deepened. The statue, wedged into a corner, faces a damp wall in the Androne of Palazzo Mocenigo, the venerable old palazzo on the Grand Canal which once belonged to my family. The emperor is clad in a Roman toga. His left arm is extended forward, as if he were pointing to a luminous future, though in fact he stares vacuously at the peeling wall in front of him. A mantle of dark gray soot has settled onto his shoulders, and a slab of roughly hewn marble links the raised arm to the head, giving the statue an unfinished look. It is hard to imagine a more incongruous presence than the one of a youthful Napoleon standing sentinel in that humid hallway to the sound of brackish water slapping and sloshing in the nearby canal. Alvise Mocenigo, Lucia's husband, commissioned the statue in the heyday of Napoleon's empire. It was intended to be the centerpiece of a vast utopian estate he built on the mainland. The statue, however, was not delivered until after the emperor's downfall. By then Alvise was dead, and Lucia, not quite knowing what to do with such a cumbersome and politically embarrassing object, stored it in the entrance hall of Palazzo Mocenigo, exactly where it stands today. The statue is all that remains of our family possessions in Venice. In the 1920s and 1930s, my profligate...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?